to get it right. Trying to find some balance in my life. I never really put up a fight. Welcome back to another episode of Stay Open. My name is Arletta, and this just feels right. Feels like the right timing. I have so much to fill you in on, to talk to you about, but I thought for this episode, it would be a nice reunion for us to just kind of talk about the last year. And how I've been, where I've been, what I've been working on, and what I've learned in my now 27 years of life. Okay, I just checked. I haven't been actually gone that long. The last time I posted was September 7th, 2021. It is now February 20th, 2022. And I think a lot of what I learned this past year kind of ties into where I've been and what I've been doing, but I sat down yesterday. Yesterday was my birthday. I'm 27. Where's all my Pisces bitches at? I'm actually technically on the cusp of the Aquarius Pisces transition. Some entities, depending on where you read, say that the 19th is still Aquarius and that the 20th is when Pisces starts, or that that's what it is, that the 19th is still Aquarius. I feel strongly Pisces, but I do have Aquarius aspects, and I get along with Aquarius. Like, almost my mom is an Aquarius, my sister is an Aquarius. Two of my best friends are Aquariuses. Actually, three. Oh my God, three of my best friends are Aquariuses. There's a lot of people in my life that are Aquarius, so I love you. Shout out to a nice ass air sign. But welcome to the era of Pisces. Welcome to the dreamers. Welcome to the daydreams, the up in the clouds believers, sometimes shooting too high for the stars. I know I can be someone who has sometimes, you know, put a little too much in my cart, and that's okay. But yesterday was my birthday, and I spent it alone. Thank you, Zachary, because he, for those of you that don't know, my lover is in the military, and we're getting married in October. Well, we're celebrating. We're having like a marriage celebration in October. And so he's on his bachelor trip. And it was the only 4-day weekend that we could get, or that they, it was the only 4-day weekend that they could go on, where everyone in his bachelor party, because there's a few of them that are in the military, that they could all get off, because my birthday usually falls around President's Day. So that is why he went. And I said, you know what? I'm a grown-ass independent woman. I actually really enjoy spending time by myself. And so I was like, you know what? Just go. Go have a good time. And I will celebrate on my own. And I've already celebrated. I went to New York for Casey Musgraves. I went and celebrated with my sister because we both were alone for our birthdays. And so that was our little celebration. And then I went to a gorgeous cabin in the Blue Ridge Mountains in northern Georgia with Zach, and we celebrated Valentine's Day and my birthday, all tied into one. So you know what? I celebrated. And then yesterday, I had a really nice day. I think I came to this epiphany that if you are turning 27 and you can't have a birthday on your own, there needs to be some reevaluation of self-love and priorities. And I actually had a great fucking time. I woke up early. I booked myself a hot yoga class because my yoga studio is literally the light of my life. And I went to my favorite instructor's class, and she, I can't stop talking about it. I can't get over it. Like, when people show you acts of kindness, which go, like, they might be small, but they go a long way. It like impacts me. I love it, and I cherish it so much. But my favorite yoga teacher, like, came over when we were in Shavasana and massaged my feet and, like, stretched me out in my hips. And I was like, this was perfect. It was the perfect thing I needed. Then I left yoga, went and got a smoothie, came home, got ready. You know, you got to look cute on your birthday. You can't just look like a slob all day. So I got ready, very bohemian vibes. And then I went thrifting, and I was on the hunt for this antique that Zach and I had seen at a thrift store about a month ago. It was this antique hutch, and I could just tell from the glass of the hutch that it was, you know, it was just special, and I connected with it. And sadly, we walked away from it because the buyer wanted, or the seller, I should say, wanted $300 for it. We bargained her down to $250, but we just decided to walk away from it and think about it. And I knew I was going to think about it. I should have gone back the next day. I mean, it's been a month. And we went and it was gone. Or I went and it was gone. And that's okay. It wasn't meant to be. I'll just think about it for the rest of my life. What is it about? Like, when you walk away from an item, you then think about it literally for the rest of your life. I'm also, by the way, for people who are watching this, chilling in a zit patch. That's what this is. If you're looking at my face, like, what the fuck is that? My sister got me these marijuana leaf, like, zit patches for Christmas, and I love them. And I have a zit, coincidentally, on my birthday. I had a pimple. Like, what is that? Hello, good morning, 27. Anywho, I came home from thrifting, and I'm actually on a detox right now, and that was intentional. I wanted to be on a detox on my birthday. Some people might be like, bitch, you crazy. I am not ever putting myself through that on my birthday. Birthdays are for fun, food, alcohol, good times. I had a very specific intention for this birthday. I wanted to feel good. And the only time I feel good is when I am aligned in my life, eating healthy, working out, on the grind. And I wanted to be on a grind. So I was on a detox. I came home. I had a wholesome meal. And then what did I do? Oh, I'm on a Sims. Ugh, you guys, I'm on a Sims kick. If you know, you know. If you don't judge me. I'm playing Sims. I've made Zachary and I. Of course, I've made Salem. Don't worry, he's there too. And I'm now pregnant in the game. And so I probably shouldn't put that in. I'm going to be like, I'm pregnant. Someone's going to clip that. No one's clipping this, Arletta. I'm hilarious. Okay. I need a bigger house so we can expand our family in the game. Let me just say that. So I'm currently in design mode. I really play Sims. I feel like some people play Sims to play the people, and some people play Sims for design. I play Sims for design. I have always loved it. I have always been into the design aspect of it, and I get bored playing the people so quick. So I got a big house that I could work on throughout the years as my family grows up. So I've been playing Sims. I've just been chilling. I watched Bob's Burgers. Oh my God. Okay. So my mom, for her birthday, she sent me a picture, and she has this giant full floor length mink coat that is a family heirloom. It has been passed down. PETA, I've already said this, PETA, don't fucking come for me. I said this in a video I made yesterday, but like, I believe in sustainable fashion. Truly, I'm trying to integrate that more into my life. And what's more sustainable than continuing to wear the pieces that were already made? And I love fur. I do. It is luscious, scrumptious. I just had this image of someone clipping that, me saying that, over like animals being brutally murdered for their fur. I don't know if I could say, because I have the privilege that I already own fur that was bought and paid for by someone else. I don't know if I'd ever go out of my way to buy real fur. I don't know if I support the industry that hard, but I do love that I have some beautiful family heirloom pieces that I can continue to wear and pass down through the ages to my family and my kids. Anyways, my mom was wearing this fur coat on her birthday, and she just looked like a fucking boss bitch. And I thought yesterday, what would make me feel like a boss bitch? And it was going to be wearing the fur coat that I have in my closet. So I took out my grandma's fur and walked my happy little ass in sweats down to the, like, my apartment complex calls it a beer garden, but it's just this really nice open space where they have lights hung up and Adirondack chairs around a fire pit. So I walked out there at sunset and journaled and just thought about 26 and what I learned this past year so I could implement it further into my life. And of course, naturally, if you know me, I start talking to myself and then I'm like, this needs to be a podcast episode. And I thought, in the spirit of, one, my birthday being on a weekend, Monday being tomorrow when I can release this episode, I just thought, what better time to come back, because I feel so good. And we'll get into that. We'll kind of break down what I mean when I'm talking about that. But this was just too good of a milestone in my life to not share with all of you. So thank you for being patient. If you have clicked on this episode, you either have listened to all the other ones before and you're like, bitch, start producing shit quickly, I love you, I want to hear your voice, or you are stumbling upon this for the first time and you're like, okay, here we are, what is this about? Welcome back to Stay Open. I feel it is only right, before we get into me, my birthday, and what I learned, I feel like I need to reiterate and redeclare, if you will, what this podcast is, why I created it, because, and I think I've spoken about this before, but it's really hard to remember your why. A true why. If you are an authentic person with an authentic brand who truly believes in the power behind their vision, it's hard sometimes to remember where and why you're doing that, when in order to obtain viewership, success, popularity, growth, you have to abide by the algorithms of the social media platforms. And I say you have to, you don't have to. You know, I don't really. I'm trying to get better at integrating it in a way that's like fun for me, because I want it to be authentic and real. So you don't technically have to do that, but I will say it helps you grow faster. And it, you know, you see, God, I see so many podcasts on my TikTok. And I'm like, I should do that. That's smart. I should cut that video and put it on here. I should follow this trend. I should do a TikTok dance that I can do and like get a following so then people give a shit about what I have to say. And I do think there's a formula for every person, but I lost sight a little bit of the fire inside of me. I'm not going to lie. I was having an honest conversation with myself yesterday while I was journaling, and I realized, as many people I think can share the sentiment, the last 2 years have been a lot for me emotionally. If you are an empath, I mean, it's been a lot for everyone. Okay. I understand that. But for empathic people, for people who are like me, who feel emotion of everyone around them and take it on, I've struggled a lot. Like, I'm a strong person. I because I've always kind of taken on other people's emotions throughout my life, I've worked really hard on boundaries, on ways to reignite my energy. And I don't think any of us were prepared, but I was not prepared for what's happened the last 2 years. And, you know, managing my friends' emotions and their life and what they've gone through and the effects that COVID and has had on their life, managing my, you know, my partner's emotions, managing my friends. And people might say managing, like, you don't have to manage their emotions. If you are the person in the friend group that everyone comes to for advice or to emotionally dump on them, you will understand what I'm saying. There is a management aspect to that. And that's why I love friendships. That's why I love the women that I keep in my life, because they manage me as well. It's a give and take, but it has been a lot. And I have drained myself of every single emotional drop that I've had left in my body. I've wrung myself out for the people around me, for the communities around me. I mean, there are days and there were weeks where I took myself off of social media. Like, I just couldn't go on it because, and I'm not someone that's like this, but like, I don't watch the news. I love the news. I love being kept up with the latest political, you know, conversation and worldwide conversation. I love being, you know, up on everything, but I just, if I'm being honest, I have not been able to emotionally sustain myself in a healthy way, as well as involve myself in all those things. And yes, I do emotionally get attached because that is just who I am. And I can put tools in place, which I have, to help self-regulate. But the honest truth is that on top of everything else I've been doing, this podcast is an emotional outlet for me. And I can't sit here on a microphone and tell you how to be better or how to survive your 20s or interview people and feel like what I'm saying is not true and disingenuous, because behind the scene I'm dead inside. So this last year, you know, that was 2020 for me. And then 2021, when I turned 26, I realized everything that was going to happen that this last year. I knew I was moving in with a boy for the first time. I knew I was going to be planning a wedding. I knew all these big life changes were coming in my life. I knew I wanted to start some sort of entrepreneurial business. And I knew in order to do all those things, I needed to get myself fucking right. And I'm not saying you can't get yourself right and also do, you know, your social media or run your business or all those things. You can. You totally can. But for me and who I am, I knew I had to turn my energy inward. And there honestly are not that many times in my life that I've fully done that. I posted sporadically here and there on Stay Open last year, and this has been kind of a slow upward hill battle. It's not an overnight fix by any means. And as I'm sitting there journaling in sunset in this bad bitch fur coat, I'm realizing, holy shit, I am finally feeling and reaping the benefits of all of the seeds that I laid for myself last year. All of the things I implemented into my life to make me better. Yoga, meditation, all of the yoga workshops I went on, the physical fitness side of my life that I've been implementing, the self like the self-love that I've been implementing as far as the way I watch, like I watch my words that are said, you know, the way that I speak to myself, the way that I speak to other people, the boundaries that I've put up with people. I know I was talking about that in an episode, maybe the last one, how toxic relationships cause us to get less than what we deserve. Yeah, boundaries. Okay, the last episode I did, I talked about boundaries because it was something I was actively implementing and still am. But, you know, there's so many things that I feel like I have done for myself that is not always seen immediately when you implement them. You know, reading a book at night instead of watching a show, waking up a half an hour earlier than you normally would, spending that extra 30 minutes at the gym to sit in the sauna and intentionally meditate, taking vitamins regularly, fixing my hair, which was like always something that made me really sad. I went through a bad hair chapter where I was losing my hair and it was falling out of my head and I was distraught by it. And I decided last year, you know what, I need to try harder. Like, there's not enough that I've done. And so I took, you know, we can have a whole, oh my God, I could do a whole hair podcast if you want that, let me know. But I'm just using it as an example of when you're taking vitamins every day, you don't necessarily see those benefits for a long time or feel those benefits even for a while. It's the active consistency of it gradually happening every day over time that compounds on top of itself, and you look back and all of a sudden all this change has happened. And I had that epiphany last night and I felt like, wow, this all wasn't for nothing, because sometimes I would get down on myself about taking time off the podcast or not being able to post every day on that social page, or not answering my friends' phone calls because I've been building a business since June. And real talk, that shit is isolating and it's hard. And I want to do a podcast episode on that too. Just, it's okay, I guess, to disappear for a little bit. And I didn't totally disappear. You know, it's not like I made some grandiose statement on my socials like, hey, bitches, I'm not coming back for 6 months, or I'm taking a week off just to let you know for my mental health. No, I just did it, you know, and I have been going back over those areas of my life that I've weaned off or changed kind of my daily structure and how I implement them into my life. And I've been reworking what that looks like for me. And I've been really honing in on my goals and focusing on the person that I need to be in order to go forward and move forward and be better. So I say all that to say I created Stay Open to be a place that you felt when you felt isolated, when you feel alone or without a good girlfriend in your 20s, or frustrated with all of the people in your life and you just want a third person to kind of put on in the background while you're driving in the car. I wanted to create this to build a friendship with you. And I think I also wanted to dive deeper into what your 20s are, because this decade between 20 and 30, even 18, 19 into your 30s, you know, are so different for every single person. And there's different standards on when you should be married or when you should be in a relationship, when you should be making six figures in your career, how fast you should advance in your career. But also for women, it's, you know, have a career, get married, have children, make six figures, also clean your house and have dinner on the table for your husband, and do it all with a smile and your hair done and makeup on. And don't lose your shit because you're an influential, you know, nucleus of your family. So if you're crazy, everyone around you is batshit. That's really hard and that's asking for a lot. And I'm I know what I just said probably gives anxiety to a lot of people, like triggers something inside of me, but it's a very real conversation that I think women at a younger age need to start standing up against, or not even against, but in spite of it, saying, yeah, I can do all of that shit, because we can. Women can truly do anything. However, I don't want to get married Teresa from the grocery store, who I haven't seen since I was five, but repeatedly asks me every time she sees my mom, like, when's she getting married? I don't want to get married. Not right now. Like, I think it's so crazy when I was 14, how I would look at my life and what I thought I was going to be doing at 25. Those life goals and aspirations were so not unobtainable, but like, I didn't even fucking realize what life was going to be like. I didn't realize getting married, having kids. You know, having kids is a complete selfless chapter. And I'm not ready for that. And I think a lot of women need to be more comfortable with saying, I'm not fucking ready for that. And I don't know what that looks like. How do I know? When I know, I will know. But we can't make those decisions about our life when every single entity around us is like trying to shove us in this corner of maternity. It's really weird and frustrating, I'm sure, for a lot of women. 20s for women look very different than 20s for men. And I don't think enough young women have the confidence at that age to stay firm in their life and stop chasing all these other avenues that they're advertised for, like directly targeted advertisements for various amount of things, but like relationships, for instance. It does nothing to be in a relationship if you are not fucking happy and that relationship isn't making you a better person. I mean, that's really why you bring on anyone in your life. If you have a business and you need to expand your business, you're looking to grow, you're not going to bring on a bad employee. That employee will ruin the business. It'll ruin your life. You know, it'll change the dynamic of the environment. Same thing with your personal life. You're not just going to bring on a fuck buddy and graduate them into a boyfriend status if they're not doing things that are worthy of making you a better person. And that's not to say that that's forced or like there's a checklist that somebody has to necessarily make and fit, I should say. But it does mean that that should just happen naturally. You know, someone should be so good in your life that you just don't want to let them go. And sometimes we don't stand firm in who we are as women. And I feel like I am a firecracker in a lot of ways, where I have stood firm when other women haven't. And I'm not perfect by any means, and I've made a lot of mistakes, and I don't know why. I just feel like I should share those mistakes to make sure that you don't do the same thing. And maybe you will still do the same thing, but at least you could know someone who has gone through it, or at least you have a reference in the quiet silence of your car or your house, wherever you're listening to this. You can turn me on and be like, yeah, this bitch gets it, because I do. And I wanted to create this podcast to have those conversations, to spark those neurons in your brain to snap on, to say, oh my God, this is a connection to this. This bitch has been through this. I don't want to make the same mistake. I need to, you know, realize what I'm doing in my life. And I think you are deserving from me of more content that's very specific to certain things in your 20s. And just life as like a woman, or I know I have some men that listen to this podcast, like just life in general. But I really created this space to have faith, stay open when life wants to shut you down, which is ironic because I think sometimes I even shut down, which no shit, that's why stay open is my life motto. I have to tell myself to stay open. But the beauty of this last year was I didn't shut down. I totally stayed open. I've probably been the most open I've ever been. And I've just been exploring. I've been exploring myself. I've been exploring my religion, my belief systems, my values, everything. And I would say if you spoke to most women in their 30s, they would probably tell you they did something similar at some time in their 20s. Because it's important to do self-maintenance and take inventory and self-assess. And a lot of that comes with being self-aware. So if you have not given yourself a good hard look in the mirror lately and stopped to think about, are the choices that I'm making ones that my future self will be proud of? Are the choices that I'm making ones that will set my future self up for success? If you have not had that conversation, I think it is well overdue because, and now we can get into like what I learned in the year of 26, but took a long fucking time for me to learn that I was not respecting my future self at all. And I've done this to myself for probably my whole life, but I am a procrastinator. I am someone who needs that adrenaline to get going sometimes. And the only time adrenaline happens is when crunch time is upon us, fire is lit under my ass, and I'm like, oh shit, I have a 20-page paper due the night before my last day of college, and I've been so overwhelmed with transitioning out of that season of my life that I didn't even have the emotional capacity to put into my paper. So what did I have to do? I had to wait for that adrenaline to hit me, even though I knew it would be literal hell, and stay in a library for over 24 hours straight, not sleeping, writing this paper. I got an A. Thank you. I got a fucking A. But I put myself through that hell, knowing that I'm going to need to put myself through that hell, knowing why I am, because, again, emotional being, empath, sometimes I don't always process that emotion correctly. And I get on the other side of it and I'm like, I'm never doing that again to myself. Absolutely not. That was hell. And then something else comes up and it's like this repeated cycle, right, of me abusing myself mentally after the fact, being pissed at myself that I wasn't just responsible. Or I didn't just do the thing when I should have. And that's a large part of discipline, right? Discipline is all about being able to do something when you don't want to do it. And then being able to continually do that thing, no matter what emotion comes up that day. That has been a really hard concept for me, as it is for a lot of people, I know that. But for me specifically, I have this little thought that pops up in my head anytime I look at my, just an example, my laundry folded in a basket. I know in that current moment I should put it away. But I would tell myself, oh, I'll do it tonight. Okay, so tonight is still the future. It's still my future self. So I'm taking it off of my plate in the current moment, and I'm sticking it on my future self's plate. Well, what happens when I do that is I fill up my future self's plate so high that when it comes to my future self now being my present self, I'm so overwhelmed that I keep handing things off. So I take a little chunk out of the plate that I can, you know, maybe the adrenaline hits me Sunday night and I'm like, I have to get these clothes put away. So I do it. But there's 50 other things on my plate still because my current moment self can't even catch up enough to really just take the present moment as it comes. And I've realized I've got to stop doing that. And I have tried. I'm trying. I am currently trying because it's not easy when you've done that for 26 years of your life. And I don't know why I do that. I think because I don't want to deal with it right now. Like, and it's stupid things too. It's like paying, oh my God, I used to do this in college, paying my credit card bill. Like, I would stare at it knowing it was due, knowing, and I had the money. Like, it's not that I didn't have the money and was like, what am I going to do? How am I going to make this payment? It was like, I just could not get myself to pay it until I maybe got the late notice. And then I was like, oh, fuck, I got to pay it. And so I'd pay it. And there was no reason why I had to put myself through that unnecessary pain. I think a lot of us do that. We put ourselves through unnecessary pain to put off the hurt or the pain for the current moment. But the pain is still going to come. And it's been a weird clusterfuck of trial and error to get my brain to finally realize that truth. And so I have learned to give myself respect in the present, in the future, and in the past. And I'm not talking about respect in the aspect of the way I let people treat me. I'm talking about respect in the way I let myself treat me. And that is, God, that's a tough one when you realize that you haven't been respecting yourself like you know that you deserve or like you should be. So I would first say having respect and making your future life better by making your current one better. And that's not groundbreaking. I mean, I think I'm just reiterating many words that a lot of smart, enlightened people way more, you know what? No, I was just going to minimize myself. I'm not going to do that. I don't think I'm, you know, I'm not saying anything groundbreaking. I'm sure you've heard this before, but it is something that hit me like a ton of bricks when I had that realization. Like, I just make my life harder for my future every day that I put off what I want to do, that I put off the inevitable because it needs to get done regardless, right? Like, the dishwasher has to be unloaded at some point. The clothes have to be washed. The bills have to be paid. Things happen. Otherwise, worse things happen. And we don't want that to fucking happen. So that's the first thing I learned. The second thing that I learned was that I don't really give a fuck about what anyone else wants to say or have a say about me or do or judge about what I wear, how I live my life. And I think I've always, for the most part, been like that. But 26 to 27 was when I really started implementing how I wanted to live. And I think it's a very valid question for you to stop and ask yourself every once in a while, how do you want to live? Not how, you know, your social medias tell you how you want to live. How do you want to live? Do you want to have a morning routine or do you not want to have a morning routine? I was just listening to Jackie Schimmel on the Bitch Bible, and she was talking about how she doesn't, like, her morning routine is looking at her phone and she doesn't give a fuck about it. I don't share that same sentiment. Like, I like to, you know, I believe in not having your phone for the first hour of the day, but like, that doesn't work for everybody. Yet it's like, I don't know. It's this copy and paste equation on how to be successful in the morning. Like, just do in your life what you want to do. And that's the beauty of life. You know, date who you want, not who your parents want. Be in the career you want to be in. Do you, boo-boo. And that's what I learned in 26. I'm fucking doing me. And I will do me and continue to do me. And thank God for that, because no one else is me. No one else can do it like me. Just like no one else can do it like you. That's not a cocky statement. That is like the truth. And if more women, I think, led with the belief that they are a unique divine individual, they would come forward with, I think, a more authentic life, an authentic, truer version of themselves. I also learned that, or I guess this past year, it's not even that I learned. I just have really soaked up every fucking moment that I can in my life. I have these moments where, like, I take little snippets, little screenshots of beautiful moments with my, you know, the people that I love, really, because I want to, in that present moment, remember that this moment was beautiful. And I get this, like, feeling in my body when I'm there and I'm looking at my, you know, my mom, for instance, and I'm having a really good night with her. Like, I so intently listen and I'm so intensely present, because that is a moment that I will never get back, you know? And so I've really implemented that in my life, like sitting there when I am, for instance, when I was getting engaged, I was like, holy shit, this is a life milestone that I've thought of since I was 12. I am soaking up every moment. And sometimes that does mean, you know, I'm not soaking it up on social media. I'm not posting a bunch of shit. I'm not in my stories like some people are. I'm not capitalizing on that moment to make my, like, career. It's just weird. I don't agree in doing that. I think if it's authentic, you do you. But I was having a conversation with a girlfriend and she was like, I just really love that you have made, you know, this journey with Zach, like, something that is so intimate, because you're not plastering it all over social media, like telling your story or flashing a million photos. Like, you're just being yourself. And I appreciated that comment because I've tried to really be that way. I've tried to live in the moment and not always pick up the phone. I've stopped. I just went to the Kacey Musgraves concert. I recorded a couple things for a project I'm working on. But otherwise, I was so present with my sister because I love that bitch. And I mean, when are we ever going to be that young again in New York, like seeing one of our favorite artists? It's just so cool when you romanticize your life in that way. You realize how grateful you are for things. That's another thing. Gratitude is huge and is something I need to be better at this year, is I want to write down, like really write down my gratitudes every day. Because when I was journaling last night, I'm like, God, Georgia's so pretty because the sunset was beautiful. And I'm like, holy shit, I have actually in my life, I've always wanted to live in Georgia. And I never knew how I would get here. And it's not the way I thought it would be. I thought I would live in Atlanta or something, or who knows, work for Georgia football. But it's in a way that is so cool and beautiful and something I totally didn't expect. And me and Zach are always, you know, we go on hikes. I spend time outside. I live near a beautiful river. I'm just so grateful to live in such a beautiful state. And in a state I've always wanted to live in, and I didn't even put it together until last night. And I was like, wow, I am extremely grateful for being in Georgia. But if I had not thought about that, I don't think I would have. Like, I didn't. It's not like I'm waking up every day being like, I'm grateful for Georgia. But when I started thinking about what am I really grateful for this past year, where I live is totally on that list. So I'm also implementing more gratitude, because I believe that when we say those things out loud or we write them down, we have true realizations about that some things in our life that we didn't even realize. And it's life is all about the lens that you look through. You could be looking through a glass half full lens or a glass half empty lens, and they're the same thing, two sides of the same token. And I am looking to be on the fucking good token, the happy token, the positive token. So yeah, 26 was amazing. It really was. It was hard. It's been hard. And I'm just being honest with you. But I'm back, bitches. I'm not even back. I'm here, bitches. I am here. I've never felt more authentically myself, more authentically comfortable to be myself. And this platform is just so dope. Like, I just love that I have it. And I love that I can sit in front of a microphone for an hour and somebody's going to listen outside of me, or no one is going to listen. And it's just me. And I still am having beautiful epiphanies and realizations while I'm making this. So love ya. Sending love to ya. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting always. If you just stumbled upon this or you don't already follow me on Instagram, my tag is at Stay Open Podcast or at Arletta Argyle. And I'm on Spotify, I'm on Apple Music, I'm on, I think, like iHeartRadio, Stitcher, all the things. But leave me a review. Let me know if you like this. Let me know if you're excited for the season. Let me know if you're ready to fucking dive in. I got some good things for you. I got business things. I got relationship things. I got, I also have some really cool guests I want to line up for the show. It's just going to be fun. So I will see you next week. Like, subscribe, and go leave a comment on the post that I just posted about this episode so I know that you listened to it, because I want to know who my real ones are. Bye.